This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know how I like to say it. Just to be part of the solution. And you do that by really understanding what the problem is. And the way you understand what the problem is, is you listen to shows like mine. Really that simple. Anyway, always appreciate the time we spend together. So, I can't stand this. The Joe Biden sat there today and beat up on the Republican Party as being the white supremacist. Forgetting the history of his own party altogether. As being the white supremacist. Just reminds him of the days of the KKK jumping out of the woods and ambushing people. Ambushing black folks. And you're sitting here saying to yourself, is he really that out of it? Is he really that dull? Does he even have a clear, I mean, really, he has decades and decades and decades of history and saying some, making some of the most racist remarks you could think of. And yet he consistently gets a pass from the left. Right? I mean, let's just go down a couple of these things. And what they'll say now is, yeah, but he's never shot anybody. Well, you don't know what he's done. Right? And the left tries to cover sometimes. And said Joe was not a friend of, you know, a KKK grand wizard. I can't even think of the guy's name anymore. What, a bird? And it's so not true. You see him, you've seen Joey B at Clarence Thomas's crucifixion. There's no other word for it. Right? It just never stops with him. And when you go down this road, you have to stop and say to yourself, maybe we need to remind them on a regular basis. Maybe we need to walk around with signs that remind them of who they are. Or do they already know who they are? They just choose to ignore it. Right? I don't know if you remember this. Yeah, he is totally unaware of what he's saying half the time. But 3% of Latinos use the word Latinx. That's the new numbers today. This is what they use to describe themselves. Less than a quarter have even heard of the term. That's according to Pew Research, right? Biden's almost certainly unaware of what he's saying. He just reads off the teleprompter, right? He's got to repeat whatever they wrote for him. But there's plenty of examples where he shouldn't get a pass. Remember when Biden lectured about the fears that black people may have of a vaccine? Right? Attempting to point out historical shameful episodes where they were subjected to the inhumane medical experiments. They're used to being experimented on, said Joe. He confused legendary World War II fighter pilots with a long, notorious government study of syphilis among black men called the Tuskegee experiment, but he called it the Tuskegee Airmen. All right, you want to give a pass to that? I don't think you should. But if you want to go all the way back to his early days, remember on Charlemagne, right, that I guess it's a morning show of some kind, back in May of 2020, Biden infamously asserted that the largely black audience said if they were unsure of who to vote for, then they're not black. You go further back, Biden told a gathering of black and Hispanic journalists that unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community. Blacks aren't incredibly diverse? With the black community is not just Africa. I mean, come on, let's be honest, right? I mean, everyone goes into the black community, right? You know, they're African-Americans. No, they're not all African-Americans. Right? You got some come from Belize. We go through a whole bunch of different countries where there are, you know, the black humans there. But somehow it gets tagged with Africa, and he can't distinguish between them. And if you think about what he's saying, Biden is dead sure that all black folks think alike. In that same interview, remember, he was responding to a question whether he had taken a cognitive test or not. He fires back with a suggestion. Ready for this? Ready for this? Can you imagine Trump saying this? He fires back to the report. He goes, he suggested that the black reporter was a drug addict. What are you, a drug addict? You must be, you're black. I mean, this is what he's saying. It's just, why don't you just call him a cocaine junkie or whatever junkie? I mean, put those same words in Trump's mouth or think of Ted Cruz, whoever. This would be 7 by 24, 365. Right? And if a senator, any of those guys, they would have been drummed out there in a heartbeat. But Biden gets away with it. He doesn't just get away with it during the campaign. He's been getting away with it for years. When he eulogized Senator Robert Byrd. Right? This guy was like at the head of the Ku Klux Klan. His words, not mine. He was one of my mentors. Let that sink in during the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Sonya Smith joins us after the break. I'm sure she's boiling right about now. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. That was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. You could also send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Kind of kick the party off. See, you got that big smile. Don't you dare. You got
the
big smile going on. Come on.
But they don't get to see me dancing while you're during your music thing.
That's right. Because don't encourage them.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, I'm dancing. It's a radio. You don't dance, the radio.
All right.
You know? Anyway. So, how's it going for you? How's it going this week?
You don't want to know.
Uh-oh.
Poor little America. Little America.
Did somebody steal the milk off your porch again, or what happened?
I am preoccupied with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. So I'm completely
really?
Taken a, I've I've completely taken a back seat to politics, and I'm thinking about social issues. And this trial is all about social issues.
Is it really? Oh, look, I haven't followed it at all. I haven't given it 5 minutes
of
my time.
Okay, so let me tell you why
Give me the Reader's Digest version. I don't want to hear it all.
So this is why it's important. Because Obama and maybe people even before him have said, no matter what, whatever a woman says has to be trusted.
Ooh.
All right?
Okay.
So now you have this completely... And I have to say, she's a hateful, confounded, I mean, she's just this awful woman. And she has waged these allegations against Johnny Depp, who I think the public likes. And he's a very likable character. He's very fun. He's a likable guy. So this trial boils down to... Are we going to believe that women are to believe no matter what? Or does a man stand up and go, no, I'm not going to take this anymore? So, in my opinion, if he wins this trial, it's a very important trial. Because he's saying that what he could do with this is say, no, women don't get to say no matter what I say, no matter what my friends say. No, it's not. We don't get, they don't get to say it's real. So I think it's a really important trial for men. This week it's not looking good for him, but I think it's an important trial for men. So this is a social trial that can turn the tides. And it happened, her allegations, his wife, his ex-wife, came out about the time where the hashtag MeToo movement came about, which in my opinion came about to take down Donald Trump, and it didn't work. So she piggybacked on that, and she said, well, my husband, me too, and I could get some money from this. That's my feeling. I could be wrong, but I'm not believing this woman, and I can't find any comments online that support her. She's a completely hateful
woman. Well, is it because of his celebrity, or...
No.
Okay.
No, because I was not... Listen, but one thing that they did say is we're very forgiving in terms of drug and alcohol abuse towards Hollywood celebrities. So I get that. So we give them a pass. But when they start abusing women, especially during the hashtag MeToo movement, we draw the line. But I don't know that it's... I wasn't a huge fan of Judd. I think he did good work, but I wasn't a huge fan. I wasn't going to go, well, because he did such a great job at Jack Sparrow, I'm going to let him give a pass. No, that's not what I did. I was listening to the trial, and this particular woman who he was married to is insane. She's insane. She was incredibly abusive. She was incredibly psychologically messed up.
Yeah, but come on. You're telling me he didn't, you know, he didn't see that? He didn't notice that?
Well, they don't. Listen, and I can say this from my own personal experience.
Okay.
Creative people are weird. So, to me, she connected with a guy who we all knew had drug and alcohol problems. He connected at 50 years old with a beautiful 25-year-old who had her own personal psychological problems. So it was like this was a match made in hell. But does the woman get a pass when she is also abusive?
Shouldn't ever.
That's what we're looking at in this trial. This woman is abusive, she's crazy, she's got her own issues, and on one side I can be very sympathetic about her issues with her family, her past, and all that, doesn't stop the fact that she whooped up on Johnny Depp.
Wow. Well, you know, I, again, you look at all this stuff. You look at what's going on.
I have no life, so this is what I care about.
God bless. Well, I don't know if you heard my intro about Joey B. And so he was given a speech at, what do you call it, Buffalo, wherever he went where the shooting took place.
Right,
Buffalo. Right, where the black folks were killed by the white supremacist. Had to be a conservative, right? Had to be a Trump lover, had to be a MAGA lover. Mm-hmm. And he's going down, you know, this reminds me of the days of this, and we've gone back to this, and those white supremacists have brought it back to this. It almost feels like we're back to the days of the KKK, where they're going to jump out of the woods and kill people. And I'm going, are you listening to yourself? Every organization you mentioned was a Democrat organization.
Of course. I always refer to it as the racist Democrat South. I don't go to the South. They're the racist Democrat South. But that doesn't make any difference because the media and all that is on their side and they're going to repeat what Joe Biden says and they lie.
Yeah, but they let it go so professional. I mean, it flies by and nobody even raises an eyelash. It's like, oh,
their
that's Joe. Okay.
It's not just Joe. It's their agenda.
No, I know, but it's just the way they do it. You know what I'm saying?
It's frustrating to us. I get that. It's frustrating to us. But it is what it is. It's a lie, it's propaganda, and this is what we're dealing with.
You know, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about how they're harping on this white guy that killed the black folks. Joe went down there and said all kinds of stuff, but you remember the mass killer that killed the BLM activists who mowed down a bunch of people at a Christmas parade? Not a word. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline. I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. the Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times since 2020 to deny illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. This rancher telling Fox News even with Title 42 in place, he sees thousands of illegal immigrants cross his ranch every year.
There are cartel scouts on our mountains who are watching us and watching the Border Patrol and watching people and guiding them through.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi isn't allowed to participate in communion over her supportive stance on abortion. The San Francisco Archbishop barring Pelosi from taking communion until she renounces abortion rights altogether. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I'm working on it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. Stop being part of the problem. And the way you do that is you get informed. Right? I mean, use your brains, get informed. Really that simple. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and her perspective on things. And so, Sonya, how you doing?
I'm doing my nails right now.
Really?
Well, you got to multitask. As a woman, we do that stuff.
Oh, God. Yes. As a woman, I get that. I should play that clip someday. As a woman, you can't shut me down. That was one of our assembly women in California was screaming that when somebody told her she was over her time.
Oh, my God.
So instead of going, okay, I understand, she goes, now you're not going to shut me down just because I'm a woman. No, I'm shutting you down.
Woman.
Because you went over your limit.
See, I'm not playing this woman card or this black card like I should.
I would. If I was you, I'd have a field day. I'd use it to get to the front of the line. I'd use it to get an extra meal. Yeah.
I don't think of it. It's not my go-to. But I think I'm missing out.
Listen, if everybody else is enjoying it, why shouldn't you? You know?
I agree.
Right? Yeah, you people put me in the back of the line because I'm a black woman. Yes, I'll come right up front now. Thank you.
I agree.
Anyway.
I totally agree.
Oh, it never stops, right? So, listen, I started to talk to you a little bit about, just before the break, how, you know, Joe Biden, he did the whole thing with the wreath and he went out to where these people were killed and you know, that's when he gave his speech about the KKK and where we are today and all the white supremacy brought on by Donald Trump. You know, isn't that interesting how we've had all these issues for years and years and years, and the 4 years that Donald Trump was in office was the 4 years that somehow white supremacy came to the top. You know, racism, I won't say it was gone, but it definitely, we were further along in getting rid of it before Obama got in office. When he got in office, all of a sudden it was a word used in every other sentence.
You know what's interesting? It was, we always say when Obama, but Joe Biden was the vice president then. So right. He was connected with the Obama crap that went on. And I do believe, and I hope I'm right, but I do believe that people see the truth, is that his lies and his blaming Trump for everything is starting to, people are starting to see through that.
You're such an optimist.
I know.
God bless you. I'm just going to remind you that those people you want to be optimistic towards, they voted in Obama and Joey B. So go ahead, you be optimistic.
No, they didn't. The election was stolen, and you know
did
that.
Did you see 2,000 Mules? Did you?
No, I haven't yet. But
I'm not saying anything then. Right. You got to see it.
Can we take a diversion right here? Did you see it and did you like it?
Do you want to take a break? I mean, you go watch it and come back?
No. I'm just saying. What did you think about it?
It was done like a true documentary, and you really need to pay attention. You can't watch it while you're scanning through your phone.
Okay.
Right? But there's a lot of irrefutable proof in there. And I know the AP tried to, a couple of outlets tried to write something nasty about it. But the bottom line was, if you know anything about technology and you pay attention and you listen, there were things happening in that movie. And you go, and the beauty is that he has a lot of government film footage, government tape. Now, so it's not like it was a secret camera that took these pictures. They got them from the government. So you can't refute it. There's no way to refute that kind of thing.
I agree, and I look forward to seeing it, and I'll probably do that tonight.
Good.
But I think the left is so locked into, so what? That's their mantra. So what?
Let it go, right? Yesterday's news, get over it.
However, in what I was saying earlier, I think there's going to be some, maybe not many, but there's going to be some that see it and go, maybe there's something I should be paying attention to. And even if it's 100, even if it's 100,000, then that's worth it. Even if it's like, and you always say, you know, get involved, get engaged. And I do think even if it's one person in our family, that's one person whose vote you can change.
Yeah. Agrees.
I'm looking forward.
You know, at the local level, if you think about it, I mean, there are races that are won by 15 votes, 17 votes, 22 votes.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
I'm shocked at how few votes could have swayed an election.
Right. I mean, that's one large homeschool family, you know?
Oh, God, let's not even talk about that because I'm getting ready.
We're going to do that in a little bit. But listen,
I'm going to be a homeschool parent.
I want to get back down to the, I mean, think about something here where Joey B. went to, honor those that were killed. Okay, that's, presidents do that. That's fine. What do you want from me? Dishonor in his case. But again, as I said to you earlier, that mass killer, the BLM activist who mowed down those Christmas people involved in the Christmas parade in I think it was Wisconsin. He didn't go there. Nobody went there to speak about that issue.
Oh, duh. Sorry.
You know, and one little boy died. You know, very little boy, and it's just amazing to me that they're still getting away with this at this time. No. No. You're not amazed at all. You're just sitting there smiling like, oh,
it's so cute. Because, it's so funny because I'm Pollyanna on one side, and then on the other side I'm going, duh. No, they don't care. It's not what they do. The media is on their side. This is what they do.
Yep.
This is what they do, and this is why they're able to keep as many people on their side as they do. I have a... Okay, can I tell you this quick story? So I'm talking to my
Would it help? No. Go ahead.
So I have a very leftist sister. I've talked about her on this show before. So she goes into L.A. a couple of weeks ago, and she goes, I can't believe the amount of homeless people. I'm just like, God, please help me not cuss her out. She's like, it's just gotten so much worse over time.
No, really? You think?
She has no clue that she has participated in this problem.
She wouldn't believe you. You know that.
She would not only not believe me, she would find a way to quickly get off the phone. Because when I start talking about politics, that's when she's done.
No,
surprised at the homeless situation that has been documented over several years in Los Angeles. I took a wrong turn the other day into Beverly Hills, and the homelessness problem was so bad, I was like, where am I? I turned my car back around and headed back where I was supposed to be. It was in Beverly Hills. Oh my. And she was like, and again.
All right, listen, I got to have some fun with you. You keep trying to deflect. I'm not going to let you do it. So Fisher Price has now come out with a new line of dolls. And, you know, it's good to make changes as time goes on, you know.
I love Fisher Price. I love dolls.
It's great. It's wonderful. So they have a whole new line of RuPaul drag dolls.
Oh, no, stop. That's not Fisher Price.
That is Fisher Price. They've introduced a RuPaul figure set that includes three of the little people dolls, a set of children for their playroom. Fisher Price is just hoping to, you know, suck these children and these young people in. It goes all the way down to preschool age. And if you think about it, I mean, more and more and more, are they trying to destigmatize? I mean, let's talk about this seriously. So if you get these drag queens to go in and read to these kids, now some of them are terrified. You know, they look terrifying, some of those drag queens. Others, to me, don't look any different than a clown, right? I mean, with all the makeup on and the big fluffy dresses, it's just kind of clownish, if you would, to a degree. And the kids at their age would probably take it that way with the ones that aren't really offensive looking. You know what I mean? No, you're making that face again.
I hear music. Can I go bye-bye?
Yeah, but you're not getting away with it. I'm going to talk about it when we come back. Joe Massivi, your host. Don't go far. More on the drag queens when we return.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome to the host. Always a pleasure to have you. That's fight music. That's, get your blood pumping. You get out there with your red cape. I guess it's not a cape. What is that thing they use for the... For the bulls.
It's a red cape.
Is it a cape? Okay.
Yeah.
It's on the end of a stick. Most people don't wear a cape that's on the end of a stick.
They have sticks, too.
Sonya Smith joins me, as she does every week.
You know what? That's what we need to fight the left.
What?
We need red capes.
Oh.
Absolutely. We need red capes and a stick, and we jab them, and we do the thing, and they charge into... I don't know. We got to do something because what we're doing, I'm not sure is that working.
Well, we're driving them crazy, which is causing them to make mistakes, and now they're actually out front with all their stuff, right? Before they used to do it kind of underlying, there was an undertone to it, right?
Yeah, and what Steve Bannon says is they're saying the quiet parts out loud. Yes. And I think, thank God for Donald Trump, he has he's driven them so crazy that they are saying the quiet parts out loud, that they are, if it's any surprise to you who the left is, because I know you and I, we've been talking about who the left is for many, many years, and people look at us like, oh, we're the nuts.
There is something wrong with us, don't you know that?
Right. But now I think that if you're paying attention, if your eyes are open at all, you're starting to see, oh, these people are friggin' crazy. Can I say friggin' on your show?
Well, a little late now, don't you think?
Sorry. I said it twice. I'm sorry.
No, and, you know, they're so desperate now, Sonia, that there's so many things that they're doing, still trying to block information. I know that some of our mutual friends and people out there, they're like on Amazon, some of the more conservative slash conspiracy slash truth books have been pulled, or you can't find them on Amazon anymore. You know, that's how bad it's gotten.
I know this is kind of fodder for our conversation.
Yes.
But don't you think that's really frightening?
Oh, it is.
This
it's so different than burning books, right?
Yeah, but I don't even think that we understand what that is because we've never had to experience it. We have been such a prosperous country that didn't, and a country that has, the left has taken history out of our knowledge for so many years. I don't think we understand the seriousness of what this means.
Yeah.
And when just the fact that we have concocted social media into how we communicate, and then they take it away from us, and then they say, if you don't say what we want you to say, then you are taken off of us, taken off of it. I don't think we understand the seriousness of that. And when we say book burning, it's kind of a phrase, but I don't think we really understand what book burning meant.
But they've dumbed this down in many areas. I mean, again,
exactly.
You know, you saw the mask thing happen. Now,
exactly.
At the schools, I'm seeing 80-85% of the kids who don't need to wear masks still wearing masks because they're so used to having them on now. And, you know, we can go down the whole list of this. Look at forced vaccines. You had the masks, certain things that they forced you to do that were totally unconstitutional.
And it's
I don't
not
know
a throwaway. It's not
that?
A throwaway. It's not a throwaway. This is not a line.
No.
Throw away.
No.
This is so serious that we need to stop and put up our, in our day, Joe, you and I, we would say put up our dukes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm too young for that. So, but to your point, like, I don't know if you heard this the other day, but the Pfizer CEO came out and he explained that new Pfizer pill, right? It's a new tech, and basically they're ingestible pills. The pill has a tiny chip that will send a wireless signal to the relevant authorities when the pharmaceutical has been digested so that they know that you have taken the pill, right? So now it's technology that will tell on you.
Okay, so if we know about this and we tell our liberal relatives, or just relatives who don't know anything about this, we tell them about this.
You don't think it's to say. They're not doing that.
They're not doing this, and we're the nuts.
Yep.
Until 5 years from now, when they all have that ingested in their... It's like, I think I saw something today about 80%, maybe more, of people who've gotten the vaccines are subject to What is that called? With the
myocarditis?
Yes.
They are subject, not that they're not subject to it. Or are they putting out crap again?
So, if we say that, if we say, oh, wow, look, this is what we heard, this is what we read, and there's many, many, many people who support that view, how do we even help our loved ones who think that, well, the virus was a good thing to do? How do we do that without saying...
You mean how do you convince them?
I think my word is right. How do we help them? How do
I don't
we
know.
Help
okay, so when you say help them, understand, help them find these
so
articles?
How do we, how do we help them understand that there's a different point of view? Because...
Stop being Pollyannish. They know there's a different point of view.
No, they don't. I have relatives who don't have a clue that there's a different point of view. Right. I have relatives who are still wearing masks.
Do they get out of the house?
I have relatives who are still wearing masks because they think the masks work.
Do you know that after World War II, for about 20 years, they were finding these small groups of Japanese soldiers on little islands, and they didn't know the war was over, so they kept shooting at people that would show up.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
We wrote a character, and I was working on a television show called In Living Color.
Yeah, I remember.
We had a character called, Tim Buck. And the character was that he didn't know that slavery had ended. I don't know why he fell asleep during all that time, but he woke up after. Is that the funniest crap ever? So, I feel like I'm walking through that with my liberal. And I don't have friends and relatives who are liberal, thank God. But there are some holdovers in my family. And it's like, how do you let them know that slavery's over? That there's new information. And here's some websites. All you got to do is click a button. Click a dang-dong button. And you just might get a different point of view.
Yeah, but why? Okay, so why can't you be that person to get them to understand unless they've already got you tagged as a right-wing whack?
They do. Okay, you're right.
Right?
Because they've
so
already...
nothing you're going to do. Look, when I saw way back when Trump was president, and I saw a young black man that was talking to a group of some other young black folks, and telling them or talking with them and explaining to them that Trump wasn't who they thought he was, and this is what he was doing for the black community.
They refused, right?
Right. Well, no. What was interesting was I saw a black man show up, an old black guy. He shows up, and he starts letting them have it, that young guy, saying, you don't understand. You didn't have the fight I had. You don't know what this is all about. You have the right to be speaking this. I'm thinking, holy boy, we did a great job. Or I shouldn't say we, the Democrats, did a great job of doing this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The Democrats are pretty... Yeah, but...
I heard that.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing at what they do. They have changed women to believe that they're right... is to kill their unborn. That is the most unnatural thing ever. So whatever it is they do,
right?
They're very successful at doing.
Well, but again, because people want to believe what they have to say, right?
Okay, so why is it?
All right, wait a minute. You got to stop. We're going, we got another minute. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so why is it that they want to believe what the Democrats have to say, which is so antithetical to what God has to say? Why is it they'd rather believe that, which has got to be natural?
Because they've been teaching these people for decades, whoever these people are, they've been teaching it for decades that the only one telling them the truth, the only ones that care about them, the only ones that'll do what's best for them... is the Democrats. And the way they've done that, well, whether it's welfare, entitlement programs, all this stuff that they put together, they've gotten to the point now where you cannot survive.
But what about their intuition?
What?
What about their intuition? What about their gut? What about...
fear. What does the Bible talk about with fear? Fear has waxed them feeble. If they vote for the right person, if they try to get the right person, they're going to lose that welfare check. They're going to lose that food card. They're going to use that health card that they have. And then how are they going to survive?
They trust government, not themselves.
Yep. We could fight that out in the next hour. Okay? I'm up for the fight. Don't be your host. Don't go far. Soldier will still be with us. We have to clear this up when we come back.